This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In outlining material found in the book of Titus on the theme of doing what is good, we saw that the church is to be a seedbed for producing what is good in our lives. When church people exhibit what is good, they'll find critics silenced, then attracted to what before they rejected or didn't understand, and finally convinced they should seek the source of such a lifestyle change. This is one of the reasons why the church needs to encourage her people to do what is good. This is essential to effective pre-evangelism. It is also a significant persuasion factor in evangelism. Encouragement within the church should take the form of teaching and exemplifying. Intergenerational role models among both men and women need to share with their peers. Care must be taken to guard against the temptation of men sharing intimately with women and vice versa. This teaching is to be practical, not theoretical. Things like being temperate, loving, not slandering or being addicted, self-controlled, pure and kind, being a person of integrity. We need to be reminded who we belong to. Part of this teaching is to be repetitive. We need to be reminded and, if necessary, rebuked with all authority. We need to help people get to the place where they're devoted to a lifestyle of doing what is good. What will that look like? Paul says you will provide for your own daily necessities and live productively. In other words, you will not be a burden to others. Rather, you will be a blessing to them. This kind of Christianity will leave an indelible mark on others and bring glory to God.